blanks.
But he has a daughter. Okay.
The whole rest of the WWE universe doesn't know that.
Okay.
He wanted to have a baby. They couldn't have a baby. Eddie could have babies. They gave him the baby. And now Eddie wants his baby back. I want my baby back, baby, baby, baby. Chili's baby.
If it was Carl Spence, it'd be a ladder match
over, barbecue sauce.
Over his fake jokes. That's what the custody battle
would be. Who really said, who's going to build the wall? Mexicans? I feel like everybody said that.
I don't even know how the joke goes. You know what I'm talking about. The joke is, let me do this joke.
Let me see.
George Bush.
You want to hear a joke? Your life.
This got serious. The Mencia joke is George Bush is a plan. Oh, no, he does like an impression of Bush. He's like, we're going to build a wall to stop all the Mexicans from coming in. And I go, hey, George. Who's going to build that fucking wall? And that's the joke.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Ari's joke is they're going to build a wall to stop Mexicans coming into Mexico. And I'm like, dude, who do you think is going to build that wall? That's how Ari delivered it.
Yeah.
This is how I deliver it. These fucking wetbacks.
let's send them home for Dia de los Muertos. What do you say?
I always wonder if like someone is listening to this and legitimately thinking that we're being offensive. I do think that sometimes.
It's nothing about this. What about... The only thing serious is that you fucking hate trick-or-treaters in your neighborhood.
Trick-or-treaters sound
that is
like
the hardest stance we have on everything.
I have an incredibly harsh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
bullshit. I do, like...
You leave this candy for this neighborhood.
I discredit you a lot for going to Alameda for trick-or-treaters. That's insane. You shouldn't do that.
San Leandro.
Horrible.
Fucking... Pleasant? No, I never go that
Pleasanton.
Far.
Pleasanton? That's insane.
I assume it's nice just because it has the word pleasant in it.
At that point, you're in a fucking road trip. Fuck.
No,
bad. And also, not good for trick-or-treating.
Also, bad neighborhoods don't give out candy.
That's whose fault?
Okay, so children, you don't get it Halloween this year. Is that what you're saying? You look at that little fucking girl dressed as a ladybug, and you tell her she doesn't get any goddamn candy.
I don't know. Go trick-or-treating in like a Gus's Fried Chicken or something.
Gus's Fried Chicken. Maybe I will. Fucking more seasoning on one piece of chicken than you've seen in your whole life.
Hot fried oil. That's what they give you for trick-or-treat. Go. Make grits with that.
Maybe I will.
I have no clue how you make grits.
That's not how you make grits. What the fuck?
I've never had grits ever.
Who the fuck deep fries grits?
I don't know what grits are. What are grits?
You literally, if you ate grits, you would explode because it's too much flavor.
Calling a woman's pussy grits?
Yeah.
What's the verdict on that? We gonna do that?
Accept it.
Accepted?
Accepted. It's in the vernacular.
Girl, yo, pussy looking like grits right
Ooh,
now.
I want to eat that shit like grits.
Country fried.
Mm.
And with herpes. All right.
Okay.
I don't know.
But yes, no. Don't take it too serious. If you're listening to this, you're not taking life very serious.
No. You are, that's a good point. What the fuck are you doing with your life, listener?
Listener.
What are you doing?
You know what, listener? It's fine. Stick with us. We'll tell you how the world works.
Listener, if you're offended, call the show.
Call the show.
So that we actually know we have
listeners.
You
can literally call the show and talk to us right now if you want. We don't give a shit.
You could. We could have a third guest.
Third guest right now. Where the fuck is the phone?
We'll call you every...
Call us just so we can find the phone.
We'll assume that you are Cambodian.
Yeah.
And we will make you part of the show.
And we'll let you decide what gender you are.
We'll
over
call
the
you
phone.
Cambo Cambo.
Cambo
as a nickname.
Guys, we haven't even gotten into why I wasn't here last week.
No.
It was Cambodian Day at Disneyland, apparently.
Yes. Lots of Asians in Disneyland?
Literally, a whole family of like Cambodian people.
How do you know they're Cambodian?
Because the flag.
You know the Cambodian flag?
Of course. Let me guess what it is.
Hold on. Let me guess what it is. It is a torture device used on American POW. No,
you idiot. It's a guy with a rice paddy hat holding the AK-47.
So it's Raiden with an AK-47. What is it? What's the flag?
I think it's like red and blue with a sunrise or sun or a big yellow thing.
House of the Rising Sun, I see.
Not that one.
That one's sick.
Whatever.
I fuck with the wartime Japanese flag.
The one that, it's the red thing
with
the red.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I fuck with that.
You fuck with that one?
Yeah.
Isn't that a bad symbol?
It's still a cool symbol. I like how it's like the swastika is a bad symbol.
I was about to compare it to the swastika.
But as a flag guy, Not a bad flag. It's a symbol.
I've never heard you use the L in that.
What?
Flag.
Yeah. Let's go over flags. USSR flag, I fuck with it because it's red, right? Communism. Yeah. Hammer and sickle, pretty cool.
Hammer and sickle. Yes, no, I was thinking about the like gold stars or something. But that's like,
China.
That's China.
Yeah.
Okay. The sickle, it's cool, but it was used by the wrong group.
Who should it have been used by?
Anybody. Anybody like...
You don't like that it was Russians using
it? No, because it kind of feels like it's been defeated. Is it still the U.S.? It's the USSR. It is.
It's like the same thing as swastika, right? It's like a time gone by or whatever.
Yeah. It's like, man. But if it was still around, it'd look cool, but it would have to be for a different cause.
But like as a flag, like I would literally have the wartime Japanese flag on my wall because it is a cool looking flag. It's boss.
You know what I want to be on the Mexican flag?
What?
You ever seen the tool they use to like to harvest the giant agave plants for tequila?
I think I've seen it, but okay.
It's a circle like blade.
Yeah.
And it's on both sides, circle blade. And it in my head that's like a clean ass weapon because those things are literally just and they do cut hella fucking deep and hella bad.
Huh.
And that looks so cool. Like, if the eagle was holding one of those, that'd be awesome.
Are you one of those people that thinks, like, oh, the Mexican flag is, like, the most badass?
It is pretty badass.
I see it, and I just think Mexican. I don't see a badass
no
flag.
No shit. You've been over fucking... Is it in your house?
I see... No.
It's
what?
Not in your house?
You don't have... Wait. You have a Mexican flag just in your... I don't have an American flag in my house.
My fucking Virgin Mary has a fucking eagle with it on a cactus.
I don't remember, but I'm saying, like, you have a Mexican flag in your house.
No.
Okay. I was about to say, what the fuck? You harboring fucking enemies
of
the state?
I'm sure something has a Mexican flag thing on. No.
I think you have a flag that says a lot. Like, I think you're making the effort.
I don't think I have a flag.
They're still selling the Confederate flags. You can buy it on flags.com.
What are you plugging flags.com?
Welcome, our sponsor.
Friend of the show, flags.com.
You thought we were talking about flags.
Don't forget that fucking L when you go to
promo code Bonza. That's our promo. I don't know.
Bonza.
Let me look up the fucking wartime.
Promo code Nagasaki.
Promo code, they had it coming.
Promo code Pearl Harbor.
Japan War 2 flag.
Flag. What a
sick.
What's another
sick? You think that's sick?
It looks like it would give some kids like epileptic seizures.
It looks like what would end up happening to them in a couple of years.
That's literally that's an atom about to be broken.
That's fucking right. Foreshadowing. They knew about it. No, it's a sick flag.
It's a cool flag.
You fuck with like just a swastika flag with just how it looks. This has nothing to do with like what you believe in, but just listen. I know you're pro swastika, but do you fuck with the flag itself?
No, because you know what I do. I invert it. Now it's a symbol of peace, brother.
Is that? Yeah. No, it's not.
Yes,
if you
it is.
Invert the swastika. It's a symbol.
What does
of peace.
Invert mean? I don't know. Is that mean you like just, upside down? Or
I think you just mean you flip it.
You flip it. Yeah, you flip it. Isn't that
I
what
don't
it is?
Think it becomes a.
That's
peace
what
sign.
It is. That's no, what. It, that's what it's based on, isn't it?
Oh, shut up.
That's what it's based on. It's literally the same symbol flipped upside down.
Symbol of peace.
It is the same fucking thing.
It's more known now as a swastika. Like that's a too bad, too sad situation of like that's your fault.
But that's the origins of it. You fucking moron.
I know, but Hitler took it and made it cool.
He made fucking no. He fucking destroyed it.
He made it the best.
And now
map.
Every time I go to a Hindu temple, I'm like, you sons of bitches.
He made it cool because it's like the best map of Call of Duty zombies. Like it is the it's Kena.
It is. He's made. I think a comedian said this. You can do whatever you want to a Nazi. You can make them zombies and kill them. You can make them not zombies and kill them. You can talk shit about them. You can shit on them. Nobody feels bad for a Nazi. In that case, he did do that. That's why the villains can be Nazis. The villains can be a Nazi. You can fucking shit on, murder, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Even that dude in that gay-ass fucking 1970s fucking play where he's trying to talk to that girl. If he got murdered, you'd be fine with it because he's a fucking Nazi.
What are you talking about?
That fucking stupid fucking play.
about a Nazi trying to talk to a girl?
Yeah.
Schindler's List?
Not Schindler. What the fuck? That's a huge right turn, sir.
It's a Nazi movie. You act like it's a huge right turn, but you're talking about a play with a Nazi talking to a girl.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were talking about the girl in Schindler's List, like the girl in the red or whatever.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You don't know the name of that play?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I barely know the name of, like, most music that apparently people listen to. And the play, I'm not going to listen to. I'm not going to remember the fucking name.
You fuck with the World War I, like, I fuck with the German Kaiser helmets. You know what that is, the pointy helmet? Pretty sick. No?
No. I want to, but I'm like, it's been used too much.
What?
It's been used too much on, like, characters who are kind of like doofy. It's been turned into almost like a sign of, like, idiocy.
I need an example.
Because Hogan's Hero.
No, that's World War II.
That's World War II?
Is that, yeah.
What did you say?
I'm talking about the World War I Kaiser
God
helmets.
Damn it.
These are like the pointy fucking... You don't know what a Kaiser
is? It has a spike on it, right?
Yeah, big ass spike on it.
Yeah.
What is World War II?
That's kind of stupid, too.
No!
Run right at somebody with, like, a rhino.
It's sick, yeah. Like, what if they did that?
Does it have a strap? Can you really do that?
Dude, it's pretty fucking pointy. Hold on, I got a photo of it.
No, I feel like that's just Germany's stupid fuzzy hat from, like, England. You know, the guard hat?
No, I hate that hat. No, that's stupid.
I think that's a different version.
This is the hat for those
Kaiser. Let me see it.
That's the Kaiser hat. That's sick. It's not like it's ceremonial. That's kind of the point of that hat. But it's
I don't know, man.
You don't fuck with that.
I can't.
You don't fuck with.
I can't.
You don't fuck with the. What do they call it? Anal? No, it's not anal bead. Butt plug? You don't fuck with the butt plug helmet?
No.
I don't. That's what it is.
I don't fuck with the weird shank on top.
Anything's a dick if you're strong enough.
Is if you're fucking, I'm not strong. Leave me alone.
Oh no, it's. I think it's pretty cool. The Nazi helmet is just a swastika, right? Nazi helmet. The American Marine helmet's pretty famous.
The American Marine helmet. What was the American Marine helmet?
It was just like it looks very basic, but like it's very iconic when you see it. Like when you see a dude wear like a full Marine, like a cross.
Is it just the green helmet?
Yeah, it's like the D-Day helmet. Like you don't know like the outfit or whatever.
No.
I would know it. It's just very
iconic. How often
iconic.
Are you watching D-Day reruns?
Listen, I'm an old man in my 60s. I'm watching World War I. I'm watching Band of Brothers. Let's put it like that.
Band of Brothers.
The Pacific.
Are you Saving Private Ryan?
I've never seen Saving Private Ryan. But yeah. I was going to say something about... fuck. My favorite... Like, this is sick. This is a sick culture thing of, like, it wasn't cool back then. Dude, World War I... Gas masks. Let's fucking go. Coolest thing ever. You fuck with gas masks, Amir?
I fuck with Disney ones.
What are Disney gas masks?
The Disney ones.
What do you mean?
They made Disney gas masks.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
They made gas masks of Mickey Mouse so that children could wear them.
Really? No way.
Look it up.
Disney gas masks?
Because we didn't know what was going to happen, man. Maybe a child needs to
wear. Oh, that's creepy as shit. Yeah, I'm seeing it. Yeah. What Disney character would you have a gas mask of?
Goofy.
Goofy gas mask?
Everybody's dying all around me.
Ironically, Pluto. No, ironic. I would have a... any Disney character? Is that what we're doing?
Who?
We're going any Disney character?
Any Disney character.
Clayton.
Clayton?
Tarzan.
Clayton?
No, it's Clayton Tarzan.
Why do you have the shotgun? It came with the gas mask.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fucking...
They're not bad.
The gas mask. Let me see the gas mask.
Event. I'll show you the World War I gas mask. Oh, so sick. The World War I gas mask. Yes. Dude, just walking around wearing that shit. Yes.
Wait.
What?
Is it connected to a hose?
It's like you probably got shit on it. Yeah.
I prefer that.
What are you, Bane? Like, you know what?
I prefer the most modern day one.
You know what I would wear? You know, like, if I was a kid, if I had any balls, you know what I'd wear? Old scuba diving helmet. You fucking with that?
The old scuba diving hair?
Yeah. The fucking four glass panes or whatever.
The fucking SpongeBob character.
Yes, that. Yes, I would wear that.
That'd be fun. That would be fun.
That'd be sick.
It's literally just a hose that... It's a long-ass hose, and then it's outside while you're underwater.
Listen, it
that
wasn't...
That honestly feels safer than a tank of air to me.
Let me look up old... Dude, that's a creepy-ass costume. You just walked around Punchline with that. You fucking... Yeah. And you just weigh a shit ton. Like I don't already. All right.
Oh.
Oh, my God. New Orleans. Toom. Fuck. Toom. God damn it, we suck.
Who do you think is going to dress slutty for Punchline?
Let's name names.
Me. Me.
You said me.
Picture this with a two-piece.
Picture that and picture a big hole in your mouth.
Oh!
Fuck my eye and fuck my mouth. How about that? All right. What was I going to look up? Fuck.
Scuba diving?
Yes!
Scuba divers. Fuck, man. I got a fat-ass paper cut yesterday. It pissed me the fuck off.
Dude, $170? I could wear a copper brass scuba diver's helmet.
You can sell.
Yes.
That's literally just the value of the copper.
That's ironic. Yeah, you're right. Dude, you wouldn't fucking wear that to Punchline?
Dude.
Just be like, what's up with scuba diving helmet? You just go up and you're like.
No. This is how you have to start it. Bring the mic up to your face.
Yeah. That would be sick. Yeah. You like purposely don't oil it or like you make it hella rusty. So it goes.
How's everybody doing?
Keep going for your bottom waist tap.
Don't forget to tip as you tip over.
From the bottom, it just looks like a fireman. So, yes, dude, it looks sick.
Yo, that shit would be dope.
Dude, I fuck with it. Dude, I might go up to Punchline.
Perez, are you an astronaut? What are you, fucking stupid?
Couldn't afford it. I lost $3,000 on this. I'm just lying. I'm saying.
I've been finding all these rich people's fucking wallets after they commit suicide in the fucking under the bridge.
I am a character in SpongeBob. All
right. I was going to say, fuck, man. I really wish we had like the income that just say, fuck it.
I'd go scuba. And then you would go what?
Ah, fuck. If I had the fucking income?
Do you want to be scuba?
No. You know what I'm going? I'm going full realistic gorilla.
You doing that?
I'm doing that. I want women to be like, like, oh my God, a gorilla got out of the thing. And you know what?
Go up as Harambe.
I'm chaining them. I'm chasing them. Right. Harambe? Oh, just fucking a gunshot wound in the fucking...
That's not bad. Yeah. Yeah, with a gunshot wound. Yeah. With some sort of Cincinnati Zoo, like, fucking thing on you, like a tag. It's like you're from the zoo.
Even better, a dead kid.
Oh, no, you should have a kid, like... He pulled the kid around, right? You should have, like, attached to your fucking costume, like, a kid that, like, you're trailing, like, that's trailing you. That'd be sick.
Like the fucking duck that follows the little baby. That's
actually, all right, yeah.
See, that's what we would do if we had the income. Ladies and gentlemen, go fucking donate to our GoFundMe.
It would be sick to go to Punchline as the scuba diver and just sit down and just watch comedy. Like, as the scuba diver, like, people are just looking at you and you're just, like just astutely listening to, like, a bit on, like, dick pills, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They hear you laughing through the fucking like they hear you go like it'll be insane.
That's really piss people off. Let's really fucking get at it.
That'd be insane.
You're definitely at some point. I feel like you're gonna be fat Hitler.
You know, be sick.
You're Fitler.
You know, be sick, going through the metal detector. I mean, like, because you have a metal detector punch line. Being like,
I don't know what it is. I don't have any metal objects on.
I don't know. It takes an hour to undress and redress. Please don't make me do this.
Just let me go through.
Please.
Yeah, you're trying to act like all...
I'm a comic. Right? I'm a comic.
Just let me in.
It's me.
I've been up.
Never been up.
That'd be a good bit, though, not talking until you open up the latch to the fry. Fuck with that. You go up on stage, like, super, like you make it, like, super weighty. Like, you make it act like it's, like, a fucking thing on you, like a weight. And you just go off. Yeah. It's good.
I like the window. The window is definitely the best part.
Windows sick. You got four windows on it, dude.
Bro.
All right. We're too excited. We're
too excited.
Well, I just want, this is leaning towards the grocery store bit.
I'm sorry. We got really fucking off topic as soon as I brought up Cambodians.
Yeah, Disneyland. Fuck. We're talking about Disney Rand. No, the Cambodians. Disney
Rand. All right. San Francisco is where I seen them.
San Francisco? I've never heard that.
You never heard of San Francisco?
No.
It's the newest place in Disneyland. Great Adventure. You know, you ever
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They made a San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought you were giving like a derogatory name for San Francisco.
No, you fucking idiot.
Like all these Japanese people in San Francisco.
I'm You're like, oh, like I'm going to write that one down and use it against the fucking Asian.
Good derogatory name, yeah.
Fucking feels a lot like San Francisco around here, you know.
San Francisco's.
All these Sokies.
How was it? Shit on the sidewalk? Is that what you saw?
What? Yeah.
No. San Francisco. Really big fentanyl problem in San Francisco.
Their shit comes out like ramen noodles.
It's yes. That's what it comes. Yes.
With a broth.
Graffiti looks nice because it's just like Japanese characters.
It's perfect calligraphy. That's
what yes. That's what
they
it
don't
is.
Use spray cans. They got giant brushes and ink.
This is someone giving themselves a fentanyl. Fucking for the emperor. Bonsai. All right. I don't know. So, what'd you do at Disneyland?
I fucking
with the girl.
With my lady
fiance,
gay
to be married.
I was gonna say I. Well, first of all, I have to start with before I went to Disneyland. I won $500 at work. By stealing.
I remember that. Wait, all right. No. I did not know that. All right.
No, I won $500. There was this brand. They were like challenging us. Three other stores were competing. So whoever sells the most of our products gets a cruise. Second place, $500.
Sick.
Third place, $250. Everybody underneath, $100.
Everybody underneath?
Yeah.
You get $100 even if you don't sell anything?
I mean, in the top 10.
Okay.
And then they, excuse me.
Disgusting, but please.
But and then I got that. $500. You know what $500 gets you at Disneyland?
Gets you
Santa. Dog shit.
All right.
These motherfuckers gave me some photos, a shirt with Coco on it, and told me to go fuck myself.
Racially fits with the profile?
It would fit perfectly. And you know what? I look good. Would you like to see some of my pictures? I'll show you a slideshow of all the good times I had.
I don't like
you can check out the fucking characters I took a picture with.
Why are you doing that? I told you my mom used to have like a notebook that she would take like autographs of like them with.
She was trying to give you something beautiful to keep doing when you grow up, and then you get to pass it on to your child. Why but now you're that? A fucking incel.
This is a photo I took with Minnie. I pass this on to you, my son. And then he's like,
yes, you idiot.
No, I don't see it. Yes. I think it's just dumb. I don't know.
Imagine you go to Toontown? Imagine your grandchild has a picture of his great-grandmother, huh?
Did you go to Toontown?
Of course I went to Toontown. Toontown's my favorite place.
How is it?
Fucking Toonie and Looney. What do you want me to say?
Toonie and Looney?
Yeah.
That's how it was?
I mean, it's fucking, it's fun. It's cool. Everything looks all cartoonish and shit.
Should have been like the Puerto Ricans took it over. Toontown a little bit gentrified.
Jesus Christ, all these goddamn Mexicans. Toontown,
not what I remember.
God.
Back in my Toontown.
Can I just say.
A man could raise a fan. The American dream was in Toontown. Nowadays, flooded, infested.
Puerto Rican dream.
Puerto Rican. Toontown. More like Beep Town. See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did. Good job.
What letter?
What
letter?
Bean?
No.
Why?
What letter?
Letter what?
Toontown, more like Beep Town. I'll say it, but you don't got it?
Beep Town?
Okay, so like I'm showing you Toontown, right? And I'm like, Toontown. More like Coontown. You didn't know that?
No, no, I
didn't. That would be sick, dude. Toontown got fucking, yeah, 70s Whoa. Italians being mad at the state of Toontown.
Oh, look, it's black and white like the old school. Very, very old school.
They really fell in line with that. Yeah, they took it literally.
Yeah. Yo, I just want to. What the fuck, Anaheim, you pieces of shit?
What?
You can't fucking stand in the line? Settle the fuck down. Ah, fuck. So, like, just what? Too many times, motherfuckers were way too close to me. Like, that's going to get them on the fucking ride quicker.
Stand too close to
you? Stand way too close to me. Like, right here. I can feel you on my fucking, in the back of my hoodie.
Why are they doing that?
They're just, I don't fucking know. They have no spatial awareness. They're damn near retarded.
The person behind you is way too behind you.
Yeah. It's way too close to me. Not way too close. You can stand the fuck way over there. I don't give a shit.
I'm not going to look up pictures of Toontown and see if racially this fits.
If racially this fits. No. I'm pretty sure it's a bunch of white people and Mexicans that brought their own lunch because they can't fucking, because they don't want to spend the money. There was a family eating tortas there. I respect it. I spent.
You go inside the house?
What?
You go inside the house at Toontown?
I went in Minnie's house.
What'd you do there?
I fucked her.
On her bed?
Yeah.
On Minnie's bed? Why is it Minnie's house? Why isn't it Mickey's house?
They live right next to each other.
Who runs the family? Oh, they live right next to each other?
They live right next to each
That's
other.
That's a divorce situation.
Yeah, yeah. That's you. Did you know why they would do that in fucking in sitcoms? Like back in the day?
They wouldn't sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
Because back then they couldn't even allude to a couple like having sex.
They have children. How the fuck do you think they made those children?
One on each bed.
one in each bed.
A guy jerked off.
Open up, honey. I'm coming soon.
No, the guy back then, like Dick Van Dyke would like come in his hand and he would smear it all over her pussy. Not in the beds though, because that's wrong.
No.
And he would pretty much do a fuck. What is that called? What is that type of birth called?
Insemination.
Yeah, artificial. Well, organic insemination.
Organic insemination.
His hand is the organic, yeah. It's pretty much fisting. That's pretty much
how I thought she just was doggy style on her bed, just creating a target using her pussy.
No, you can't have sex.
And then the dude is on his bed just jagging it.
Oh.
And then just trying to aim it.
Oh, like Vietnam, like ping pong, like those kind of things. Like the ping pong that you stick up a girl's fucking... Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
It's like a game of darts.
Exactly. And the bullseye is the miracle of life.
This show's more than just race jokes.
It's more than just porn and race jokes.
This show is more than just cum. It's the cum of life.
The cum of life.
Oh. How was Minnie's house?
It was all right. It's a billion-dollar company. I thought she would have a bigger home, but it's whatever.
Is it tech-driven?
What?
How's her house?
Not even. It's
what does she have for entertainment?
Fuck.
What does she do? She have TV? Fucking...
No, she had a kitchen.
Yeah, bet you she did.
That's all she had.
Fucking bet you she did.
She has a kitchen. She has, like, a table to sit at.
That's and cook. She has, yeah, I bet you that fucking...
You know where her bedroom is? It's right next to her kitchen.
Really?
Goddamn right.
Minnie's house? Lives up to my standards.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the laundry? She does laundry?
She walks to the laundromat. She doesn't bother
the
Mickey.
Laundromat. Shits on the Korean that's there.
I took a picture in Mickey's car right before I stole the catalytic converter.
All right. Crime in Toontown.
Crime in Toontown.
Does she live on Toontown?
Crime in... The Brown brings crime to Poontown.
I thought you were going to say the Bronx. Crime in the Bronx.
I said Poontown. You didn't even catch.
Oh, I did not. You didn't catch my C-Town.
Oh.
All right. I don't know. You didn't go to Mickey's house?
No, it was closed.
Too much respect?
Yeah, why the fuck? It takes so fucking long.
Mickey's house is closed like the same way like Martin Luther King's house is like open.
You're not allowed to go in there.
Historical respect. Mickey was born in that house.
Mr. Mickleus Mouse does not want you in his property.
Mickey Luther King. Mickey Luther Mouse.
Mickey Luther
Jr. I have a cartoon. All right.
You know he was trying to fuck a duck? That's why he was trying to make everything equal?
It's weird they have different houses. I still think that's weird. But overall, I like Minnie's house in the way you're describing it.
Yeah, I mean, You want Mickey to have a little bit of freedom. You don't want to be too attached. You know, you feel me? He want to go out, have his own adventures, not have to come back and deal with Mickey Mouse. You know what I mean?
Mickey Mouse listens to old Patrice O'Neill episodes of him just being like, you got to get some side pussy.
You got to get
some. Men cannot. It's just Mickey Mouse like listening and being like, oh, yeah. Oh, this guy's a point. Oh, he be spitting though.
Any real man needs to not 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Oh, men are victims of nature. So yeah.
Men, women get to be sexy.
It's just fucking Mickey fucking completely Patrice pilled on in his house. It's like, look, the Mickey house is closed. And all you hear from the inside is Patrice being like, men control women. We're the big fish. They're the tuna. Yeah.
Just all types of shit. Like, yeah, men... women get to be horny. Men have to be horny.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we have to fucking live in this state of constant. Even we don't want to. We're trapped in it. We're fucking victims of it.
It's like, you guys, we're not letting anybody in that house. Women are raping us of our time.
Oh. Just fucking go straight incel Mickey Mouse. Haha. These bitches are trying to take all my money. Haha.
I see it as he's completely taking Minnie. He's like, you need a woman that has you down. But men are just, yeah.
Listen, I'll give this whore $1,000 and she'll suck my dick any way I like. Ha ha. That's better than being married. And this bitch will take half my shit. Ha ha.
Was he? I don't know. Patrice didn't hate marriage. I think he purposely like got married to her like right on dying to Vaughn.
Who?
Patrice.
Patrice O'Neill married somebody.
Didn't he quickly marry Vaughn or something?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
His chick.
All right.
I don't know.
Maybe.
King Vaughn, famous rapper. All right.
Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice O'Neill. That's what fucking killed him, yeah. Patrice
O'Neill. My God, Patrice nobody ever O'Many used that on his... Yeah. It would have been a great roast joke.
Just hear Patrice...
Patrice never eats oatmeal.
No, but not forgotten. Patrice, if only would have walked that fucking fat piece of shit. All right.
I like incel Mickey Mouse.
I like to call him incel, but I don't see him as incel. I just see him as like he's a Patrice fan.
Patrice fans like, are incel. Like,
you think Patrice fans are incels?
Yeah.
I think Patrice fans are trying to like convince themselves something. I don't know. I think they're trying to like a Patrice relationship. This isn't like Patrice outside of that is like Patrice. People that take his like shit serious is very like the pimp game or like his obsession with that. I don't know. You see his incel?
A little bit. Not incel. Almost incel as much as...
I see it as dudes
giving... Sharp. A funny sharp.
You see sharp as an incel?
Yeah.
I don't see that. I see they're...
Well, again, not an incel, but like its own version of an incel.
They're trying to like gamify a system that can't be game, which is like love. But like they're trying to make it into a way that they can understand.
They're
you
trying
know?
To fucking...
They're trying to give themselves
solace. They're trying to
solace.
Win...
Huh?
They're trying to win on every level.
On like, that's fair. Yeah. That's, yeah you're yeah, right. Yeah, yeah they are trying to. Yeah.
They're trying to come up on top. Listen, this is what I have to do. And they specify this is what I have to work and provide for you. They fucking underline that.
I think Patrice's stance was more, I could punch you through a wall. I think that was more his stance on
that. Well, that too. But in a relationship, that's not what I'm talking about.
I don't think Patrice ever talked about the breadwinner thing. And I don't think he did.
I have no idea.
I think Patrice was more of the thought of like, men are just naturally more interesting than women. We love you because you have a pussy, and we care for you outside. But like, oh, he was pretty good. I don't know. I don't see it as so. But you're right. They are trying to win.
They're trying to
this
win.
This is an interesting point.
They're like,
there's never like a thing of sacrifice. Like they're you're right. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Any sacrifice is like you see. They're wasting my time. They're wasting my money. They're doing this.
Well, it's a very we live with them kind of like philosophy.
We have
like
to,
they're a burden.
I
on
live
us.
Be damned if you live with them or be damned if you live without them. Whatever the fuck.
Maybe say. Yeah. I don't know.
I damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't.
What is that?
Oh, it's the start of a Cypress Hill. No, SPM, SPM.
The fact that you listen to Cypress Hill and you shit on like my fucking music is insane.
The fact that
Cypress Hill stinks.
Call that music that Euro gay stuff.
It's not Euro trash.
It is Euro gay stuff.
You say. The bump bump. I showed him you're unbelievable because he remembers how cool it was when he was a kid.
And I told him it's just as.
It's crumbelievable.
I like the commercial better. At least it made me hungry. All right. This song just makes me uncomfortable.
Anything else you did at Disney? Did you go through It's a Small World?
No, it was closed, sadly.
A bunch of that show was closed? Like, you're saying, like, Mickey Mouse's house was closed?
It was open, but it closed while we were in line to Minnie's house, which, for some reason, there's no ride or anything. Why the fuck does it take people so long to get through Minnie's house?
A tour, right?
Take a picture immediately. This is her kitchen. This is her bed. Her vanity. Get the fuck out.
Her vanity?
Her vanity.
What is that?
That's just the mirror. The mirror where women do their makeup and, like, it has drawers and shit.
They call it a vanity?
It's a vanity.
Huh.
Yeah, my girlfriend taught me that because I fucking have to buy her. Well, I didn't have to buy her. Wait. But I eventually need to buy her a fucking vanity when we have enough space.
Your girlfriend knows that that's Minnie Mouse's vanity?
Yeah. We took a picture at Minnie Mouse's
vanity. I like the idea of, like, you're getting in a fight. Like, I'm picturing, like, serious level end of the, like, marriage.
I break that fucking mirror.
Well, yeah, you break the mirror. I remember I'm picturing your girl being like, and guess what? This fucking vanity? Minnie Mouse is a motherfucking vanity. She's like using the Minnie Mouse vanity as like a comparison.
Minnie Mouse has
You care more about Minnie Mouse than you do me.
I've taken you to Disney how many times?
Yeah. That fucking vanity. You care about... Yeah.
Apparently. You know they can get high tech?
What?
You go to the fucking Pulga and they have high tech vanities?
What does that mean?
They play music. You can fucking... click on the screen and like do hella shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's a vanity with like different like hella lights for like, I guess women need makeup light.
You should just have a mirror. That's it. Like a mirror in the bathroom.
Yeah. And you should just have a phone. Just a phone where you can make phone calls.
And jerk off.
No.
No?
No. You have a computer, don't you?
You're comparing. Oh.
You have a computer. You have a computer.
You're comparing.
Your phone only needs to be able to text and call.
No, I'm not going to let this slide.
No.
This is a mirror 101. This is a mirror. This is a mirror 101. Wait.
Get into it.
I bring up makeup, right? I bring up just the topic of makeup, right?
No.
And I'm like, vanity. All right.
You didn't bring up makeup. You brought up vanity.
A mirror. Without a mirror.
You should only have a mirror. You shouldn't have anything else on it.
Wait.
This is the most communist. Over the fucking bullshit thing.
No. And then what does the mirror do in response? What does the mirror do in response? He brings up the technological innovation of the cell phone. And he said you should only have a Alexander Graham Bell fucking telephone.
Ring. They should still be
You're comparing.
They need to be the size of a brick.
You're comparing something that a woman would do, something that any woman in history could do, to a technological fucking miracle that we're able to do right now. That's not unisex.
What can the phone do that you can't do? That we have not been able to do for thousands.
China.
When have you needed to?
You might need. What if I'm the president of America? I'm talking to the president.
They have an email on a computer.
No. We're going. No. Don't do that. No. Don't go over email. We're going with the world where all that exists. No. Fuck that. That was a mere 101 right there. We just saw that.
See what happens when I get him. See what happens when I get him. He fucking can't take it.
No, that was bullshit.
That's beautiful.
What if I just gave you a cell phone? What if I just took this technological miracle?
When he does that,
it's
because I have a good point.
No, that's not a good point.
When he does that,
that was a horrible point.
He can argue, but when he goes.
No.
That's when I know I got
him. I'm going
no. He's on the road.
I'm going no right now because what you just said was complete bullshit. You could have brought up.
It's a perfect.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It would have been perfect.
Perfect.
No. The only way it would have been perfect is if you bring something that a dude does that a woman can't do. But
I don't even know why you're bringing gender into this.
You had to go to the most tech.
How do you know it's not a dude's fucking vanity?
A mirror is just a mirror. But what I'm saying is you're saying.
I am who I am.
What?
I heard a mirror.
Oh. That's fair. No, I don't see it. No, you should have brought up something that only
men. No, just the criticism of why it should just be a mirror. Like, what? That's not what anything is nowadays. Everything has to be able to
again,
do other stuff.
No. You should, if you brought something that dudes do that is incredibly, like, overdone, like, you could have brought, like, Manscaped, but even then, it's like, dudes just use trimmers. I don't know. It is just a trimmer.
I feel like you're. I feel like my argument is fine, but you just...
No, it's not. Because no, it's not.
I chose a fucking piece of technology. You're like, that's
you
not...
You chose an incredibly miraculous piece of technology.
And in the same way that it doesn't... A mirror doesn't need touchscreen. Your phone doesn't need touchscreen.
Why would a mirror need touchscreen?
Why would a fucking phone need touchscreen?
Because that's how people connect. Because it has the power of social media. Your mirror doesn't have social media on it.
Your fucking button phone had all the same shit. You have a computer for other stuff. A phone.
Again.
It's just for contacting people. You have social media on your computer.
But you're saying this, you're saying this, right? But I could Facebook DM someone right now. Like, that's the same thing as this. It's only an extension of that. It's the same thing.
I can do it with a mirror, why is that a problem?
No, it makes no sense why you would do it with a mirror.
Can it still reflect?
No.
It still works as a mirror.
You know, Wi-Fi connect a fucking mirror?
Yeah.
Stupid.
The fridge has a Wi-Fi connection. I'm sure there's toasters.
Or my wife who's about to cook something.
The wife, just some fucking Cambodian lady, fucking didn't choose the right guy.
She's playing fucking like Fortnite on the fridge fucking screen. Isn't it weird how LG makes all those fridges?
They make like, I feel like it's probably a toaster that fucking connects.
I guess they're fancy. They're like expensive ass fridge, like laundry. Laundry machines or whatever?
Laundry machines that have like touchscreen?
Screens, yeah.
Everything is
gay.
Over-engineered as fuck.
Over-engineered.
That's been my word to you.
Annoying fucking thing. Anytime I show him a piece of music that's good, he's like, it's over-engineered. I like the older stuff.
I keep telling him. I can hear when it's going to be a one-hit wonder. I know when the fuck... It's bullshit. The person isn't actually talented.
But if you meant
that... The mixer is talented.
No, if you meant that, you'd be like, oh, I'm into Bob Dylan, but you're not. You wouldn't be into Bob... You're into, like, fucking
I've never
shit.
Heard Bob Dylan, you're for all you know. I love Bob Dylan.
You've never heard Bob Dylan?
I don't think I have.
Mr. Tambourine Man? You never heard that?
My green tambourine.
No, that's not even fucking close. I don't even know who we're referencing right there.
What?
No. I'm saying you go acoustic. That's what I'm saying. Like, but you're not because it's over.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Over there. So there's
what's the guy from? What's the guy from fucking from Family Guy who kept doing the cutaway?
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Seth MacFarlane,
Willie Ted, or something like that.
No, I don't remember that.
Eh? Is that guy? I listen to every one of those.
What are you talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Mambo number 5.
And then it was just some dude on guitar. He's a talented guy. Talented singer.
Lou Vega?
Not Lou Vega. Who the fuck? Mambo number 5.
I just said Mambo
number 5.
You didn't hear me go Mambo number 5?
No, not Mambo.
Because you said, ladies and gentlemen, there was a pause, and I went, Mambo
ladies and
number
gentlemen?
5. What are you doing? I don't know what you're
Elon Twitter. Something like that. Something to...
There's a character in Family Guy that does cutaways?
No. They did it 3 times, and they're like, hey, man, the dude said write a fucking joke and stop fucking cutting away to his fucking performances.
Oh.
No.
I have no clue referencing. Let's talk about Mambo number 5. Can you name all the women in Mambo number 5?
And what?
All the women in Mambo number 5?
Mambo number 5.
You don't know what Mambo number 5 is?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Lisa.
Really?
No, I don't think
Lisa's one of those. A little bit of Erica by my side. All right, Erica's like a big one. Rita is all I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you. Dude, I remember Goofy Movie. That was Goofy Movie right there.
Goofy Movie?
Goofy Movie must have used it.
Goofy Movie?
I think Goofy Movie used Mambo number 5. If I'm wrong, shoot me now. In the face. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Goofy.
Look it up, pussy.
Dude, what if I'm wrong?
Lord, you're about to fucking get an extra strong cloud because they got
Did
a
you just say Lord?
He's coming at you. Was it or was it not?
It was not.
Bam!
I'm dead, dude. I'm fucking dead.
I drew Goofy at Disneyland. You don't think I know the Goofy movie?
Mambo number 5. Wait, hold on. If I'm right, I'm going to look up the Goofy movie trailer. It must be in the trailer.
In the trailer?
Goofy movie trailer.
Let me see.
Verdict on Roxanne?
Who's Roxanne?
That's the chick from Goofy movie.
What's the verdict? The fox with the like orange hair?
She's not a fox. Well, I just see her as like another dog, but yeah, she was a dog, if you catch my drift.
Oh! Yeah, no, I'd cream.
Alright. Hold on.
I don't hear not one mamba.
Hold on. You gotta give it a moment. We're gonna fucking hear it, you guys. It's gonna cut. Here it comes. We're halfway through the trailer, you guys. It's not looking good. Here it comes.
Count your fucking blessings.
In Mambo number 5, we're getting a crash course in Mambo. Fuck.
I'm gonna enjoy this.
Alright. Mambo number 5 was not in there. Fuck.
That's twice.
Hold on.
That fucking hair keeps fucking cushioning the blow.
Damn. All right, I'm dead twice. Okay. A Goofy movie? Classic.
I like the Goofy movie. Fuck.
My dad is a lot like... I don't think I talk about my dad, but his, like, the way I see him is Goofy. That is my dad.
Your dad says Gersh?
My dad is like a very Gersh. Like, there's a fucking moment in that movie. I remember it, dude. I remember. It's fucking Max when they're at that fucking restaurant with the possums or whatever.
Yeah.
And like Goofy embarrasses the ever living shit out of dude. I feel that. I know what that means. I know what that feels like.
Nah, man. Have you ever seen that stupid meme that's like me as a kid? Come on, Goofy, let your son go to the concert. It means a lot to him. Me as an adult, come on, Max, go with the fishing trip with Goofy. It means a lot to him.
Well, what's scary about that is when Goofy's actually like mad. It's like fucking real, dude. Yeah. Nah, Max should have tried fucking rocks. That was like the whole point.
Wait, what?
Like, that seems like that was the whole point.
To get him some pussy?
Yeah, I think. Why didn't Max just tell Goofy about Roxanne?
I don't know. There's a lot of that shit. Like, sitcoms, if they had, like, a regular, like common sense. Like, one moment,
yeah.
If they had, like, a sense of, you know what? Let's communicate, and maybe we can find a solution together. They're like, we can't tell Mom about this.
There was an episode of George Lopez where Max was like a good boxer. Do you remember that?
George,
and then
he had some potential.
He was good.
He
pulled the glove and he hit himself in the face.
That's not what happened. He got knocked out in the match.
No, he didn't. He pulled the glove out and too hard and he hit himself in the face with it. Yeah. He'd not get knocked out.
He got knocked out in a match.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Well, look at... This guy doesn't have memory for the shit. For the
third time in a row.
Look at the fuck up. Oh, my God.
I remember exactly how it happened.
They were happy for him. He was like, oh, Max is doing good. He's doing good out there. Bah! End of the match. Oh, Max, well, I don't know if I want you to keep boxing, eh? You gotta stay up, man. You can't go to sleep, eh?
No, I remember they had him in the corner, and like something, either the match was over or something was happening. He pulls his glove out too hard and fucking hits himself in the face with it. And that's when he gets the black eye that he tries to hide from Carmen. Or no, from Angie.
Oh, we're talking about different parts. I thought you meant why he doesn't box no more.
He doesn't box because he got hit in the face and Andrew was going to be a cunt about it.
He doesn't box because he got knocked the fuck out and they had to keep him up because they thought he had a concussion.
This was post-blackout? This was post-hit in the face?
Yes!
Okay, I don't remember that end of the episode. I was going to say, because I thought the whole episode was Angie. I'm still not wrong, but what I'm saying is that like I thought the whole episode was Angie gets hit with the black eye, right? No, what am I talking about? I'm talking about my dream of punching Angie in the face. Fucking, no. What are you doing?
About the Reaper depth seal your shit.
Alright, take off your mask, Amir. We can't hear you.
You'll see.
I don't know. I thought Max gets hit. I thought Max hits himself in the face. Angie gets mad and like stops him from boxing. And then that's how I remember the episode ending. Because when like growing up, I'd be like, why wouldn't Max just keep on boxing?
Fucking idiot.
How heavy is it?
Listen, it's not very heavy. It's actually very light.
It's like styrofoam.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very comfortable too. You idiot. Max gets into boxing. Max gets a black eye.
Daughter.
Max hides it from his mom. Max's mom finds out. They tell him, hey, he's into boxing. He's going to get a black eye every once in a while. It's fine. He gets in a boxing match. He gets knocked the fuck out. You know what? Black eye is something, but I don't want my son to get a fucking concussion at 13 years old. All right, Max, you're not going to be boxing no more. Okay, the end. We all love you. Blah, 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 blah.
That's how I remember the episode kind of going.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Then why are you seeing the knocked out scene?
I'm talking about, I thought you were like, you were talking about the scene where like Max never got knocked out. I'm like, he did get knocked out. And you're
where
like,
in that episode did he get knocked out?
At the very, that's at the end, before they're like trying to keep him up in the kitchen because you're not supposed to go to sleep after you get a concussion. They're like, oh, he got knocked out because he tried on his first match. He was pretty good, but the other dude just rocked his shit.
I thought he did good in his first fucking match.
He did decent, and then he got knocked the fuck out.
But you never bring up the fact that he knocked himself out pulling out the glove. Why are you never...
You say knocked out?
He got the black eye and pissed off Angie.
He did not go unconscious, did he?
That's not the point.
That is not being knocked out. That's not being knocked out.
The whole episode was Angie finding out that he even had the black eye.
Oh my God. The way you use the word knocked out is the only reason you have any type of confusion about this.
It's not the point.
It is the point.
No.
It is the point.
The point is that he had to hide the black eye from Angie.
Were you unconscious? No, you didn't get knocked out. Maybe you took a punch. Maybe you got a fucking black eye, but that's not getting knocked the fuck out.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is he gets the black eye in the whole episode is Angie trying to hide. They're trying to hide it from Angie.
Most of the episode, yes.
Yes!
God damn it. It's like
there's a George Lopez Wikipedia.
Do you have a George Lopez? I'm sure they do. They have to have it.
Let's look up George. After this, we'll look up George Lopez characters and we'll see how they're doing.
George Lopez.
George Lopez. When Max has trouble sleeping because of his worries after failing the fifth grade. Wow, Max is just a retard, huh?
Yeah, he was stupid.
He's stupid.
He can't fight.
They tried giving him, like, special. The whole point, though, is that he's George, right? He's supposed to be, like, this cunt.
George, you had the fucking that reading be, issues and shit, eh?
That might be Ross. I think I heard a knock. Check. That might be Ross.
Fuck you. Don't
tell that, me. I think that's Ross.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I'm 90% sure. It's absolutely no one. All right, it's absolutely no one. I was wrong. I will now keep on reading the synopsis. Is that how they say it? Synopsis?
I have no idea.
Vic suggests to George. Vic was always cool.
Vic Palmero.
Yeah. Vic suggests to George that Max should take boxing lessons to keep his worries off of school. That's not a bad idea. Literally not bad. At first, we were concerned that Angie won't like the idea of Max boxing because Angie's a fucking Debbie Downer.
She's chi-chi.
But he and Vic decide to not tell her. Classic. What else did Vic and... this is insane. What else did Vic and George not tell Angie? That they were taking a Cuban refugee with them to fucking Florida. Remember that? Or when they fucking went
they
to Florida?
They didn't take him with them. They brought him in.
Yeah, that's insane. They didn't tell Angie that? Fucking... After boxing, Max accidentally gives himself a black eye while taking off his gloves.
Again, I didn't say that didn't happen.
When Angie discovers Max's black eye, that discovers he's been boxing, she's furious at George and Vic at first for not telling her, but decides to let Max continue boxing. During a boxing tournament, Max gets a concussion, which puts an end to him boxing anymore.
It's exactly what I said.
No, it's exactly what we
It is exactly
you
what I
discounted.
You
discounted
don't know
the black eye.
With the word knock, I did not. As soon as
Listen,
you said
my...
he gave himself a black eye. Oh, he did. Yes, of course. You said he knocked himself out.
You keep on saying that like that matters. The whole
it
point.
It does matter.
No,
what the
entire.
What are you
no,
talking about?
The entire conflict.
You said the wrong thing.
No, I didn't say
you
the wrong
may
thing.
Have
no,
meant
no, no,
it.
No, no, no.
But you said
what you keep
the
on
dismissing.
Thing. Which is what I'm saying is that the whole point of the episode is that Angie had to hide from her. That was the entire conflict of the episode.
And I said that, yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to say.
So you no, you're not.
Yeah,
you're trying to make me wrong when I'm clearly right.
I just,
and we're saying the same point. Yes,
you never agreed that I was right on that.
You do the editing. Go back and look, you fuck.
I
know
do,
more
yeah,
than ever
right.
that you're bullshit.
I'm gonna cut off this entire argument.
Oh my, you're
Man,
gonna
we're just gonna randomly talk about
the. He's gonna fucking.
We have like two more minutes. We have one more. All right, name a character in Lopez lore that you want to look up.
So in Lopez lore,
I'll look up right now while you're thinking. I will look up. What's his name? What's the name of George's friend?
Ernie.
But I'm gonna look up Ernie's son. Remember when Ernie they kind of ended up getting a son?
Ernie's son, the fucking white kid.
Ernie's son is the white kid that had the shitty mom.
Yeah,
Ernie Cardenas.
Cardenas.
Ricky. That's what I'm looking for.
Ricky.
What?
I got a character I want to look up.
Okay. I want to look up Ricky right now. About Ricky, Ricky's personality. Ricky is depicted as quite mischievous, as he has fancy hooliganism and also scrubs being delaying as long as get Max to skip school and do bad things. Oh. He appears in season 4? Fuck.
Speaking to the mic.
Sorry. Ricky was Max's best friend, and George has two mommies. He burns down George's garage. Wow, that got serious. The trouble with Ricky, he told Max to drive George's car and somehow managed to drive it into the backyard. Both George and Angie see him as a delinquent. He once stuck a grilled cheese sandwich in George's VCR. He burns down George's Andy's garage after letting Max out of a bottle rock in George's dry car after letting Max. George and Angie learn that he's enduring a childhood similar to, and even what's similar to what George's. A missing father and a drunken mother, Ernie agrees to foster Ricky, who's capable of managing multiple household tasks out of necessity. His mother's unusually too drunk. In a later episode, Ernie becomes engaged to Ricky's mother. I don't remember
that. His mother.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and they were like, that bitch is fucking fucked up, dude. What are you doing?
After she informs Ernie she is pregnant with his child, it is later revealed the child belongs to someone else, and Ernie's fiance makes a swift and permanent exit. He is also apparently attracted to Carmen.
What? Ernie's attracted to Carmen?
I think they're talking about the kid. Which, who's not attracted to Carmen when you were a kid?
When you were a kid. She's a grown-up. Oh, my God. Did you ever see her on...
There was like a Chris Hansen like cutout like peering up. And I'm like, when you were a kid. When you were under it.
And it just slowly went.
Carmen was the girl.
Did you see her on Law & Order?
No.
She was hot. She was supposed to be like a Russian blonde.
Sick. All right, name your character.
My character? That random dude who played George's stepbrother.
Yeah. That was fucking, what's his name? That's an actor.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah.
What's Lou Diamond Phillips up to right now?
But there's multiple George, because his name is George. What's the name of George's dad?
George.
No. What's the last name of George's dad, I'm saying?
I don't fucking know.
Fuck. Because there's Lopez, and then I gotta look up his fucking... George Lopez II. George II is George's half-brother, which Manny made legal by stealing George's legal birth certificate, which is insane, because they didn't have the same birthday. It is known that he worked at a skate shop and barely made enough money to pay the rent. George eventually meets his brother and gets to know him. They often met at Thirsties with Ernie and played pool and drank beer. They both discover they have the same actions, such as brushing their hair back at one point. Angie points out that George II has a student loan, and George confronts him about the matter. George II admits that their father is a millionaire. His father cut him off after screwing up a few times. George is angry at his half-brother, and he tells him to leave. Jesus. All right. George reacted to that pretty...
Interesting.
Why would he be mad about that?
About what?
Why would he fucking neglect his half-brother for having a loan?
Because it's coming down on him.
Later, he comes to the factory to tell George that Manny needs a kidney, and he tells George II he was going to donate and finally reconciling. George then invites everybody to Thanksgiving dinner with him and Angie, where they find out that Manny and George II are incompatible blood-wise. But George I is a complete match.
Gay.
How ironic is that? This is going to get weird, but how ironic is that like, it's a... Do you know, like, the history of, like, actual George Lopez? Like, his life?
Yeah, his wife gave him one, and he still cheated with prostitutes.
And he still cheated, and then this is a story, because does George give his dad the kidney in that? He goes to Phoenix to punch him in the face.
I think his dad dies anyway. I'm pretty sure he didn't give him shit.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Damn. All right.
Yeah.
I would assume...
What if my kid needs it tomorrow?
I would assume that Manny stays a piece of shit. Remember fucking Benny's mom?
Oh, she was a huge...
Benny's mom was fucking bad, dude. That's when it got serious.
Yeah, that was fun.
Dude, she brought tamales, though. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, I brought tamales.
Amazing food. That's why you can be racist, homophobic, and fucking abusive.
I don't know. She wasn't any of that.
She was all
that. She just fucking hated... No, she wasn't... No.
She portrayed all of that.
No, she didn't. Everything. She just fucking hated Benny, which we all hate Benny.
We all hated
Benny. Remember when Benny got fake tits and it was revealed she didn't get fake tits?
Yeah.
Hated her for that. I want George to... You guys, I'm going to end this show by saying this. George Lopez should have won every episode of fucking... George Lopez. That was stupid.
He won. Right. He does. He still gets paid for every single one.
We have 50 seconds, Amir. What are we going to talk about?
Fucking don't go to Disneyland. It's overpriced and it's crazy. Like
gentrify.
The lines are crazy. The only fun time is literally during the week or on a Sunday when people have to go to work and school the next day. The last 2 hours when it's nice and empty. That is your time to go. Other than that, nah.
Everything's closed the last 2 hours, right?
No, everything's still open until the fucking park is closed.
Huh.
I mean, some of those food stands close a little earlier, but if you're getting on rides, that's all you need. All
right. We got 15 seconds left, you guys.
All right.
We're going to end it by saying goodbye and go fuck yourselves.
Follow the YouTube. Follow the Instagrams. We love you.
We don't have an Instagram.
Well, right. I do, you fuck.
Go fuck yourself.
We love you.
All right, bye.